Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad you are here on this Monday. So happy to hang out with you. And thanks to our new friends up there in Green Bay, our new friends and our old friends, people that have been listening to us there for quite some time. But now we are on the fan in Green Bay. And so honored to be there as well as we launch today. And we are on the FM for the first hour of the program and 1400 for the remainder of the program, which you can kind of skip around up there and follow us a little bit. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Do you have a bad feeling that Major League Baseball is going to eventually just pull the plug? You've had an outbreak in Philly. You've had an outbreak in Miami. You've had an outbreak now regarding the St. Louis Cardinals testing. I'm stunned. I guess here's my other question, maybe a sidebar to this. If you feel Major League Baseball may end up pulling the plug on this, do you get mad at baseball? I just cannot understand. Now, maybe this is just me, but I cannot understand why Major League Baseball takes 3 and 4 days from the time they test to get results back. When I didn't feel good last week, I had told the story in the last hour. I just didn't start feeling good on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. And I called two friends of mine who had both had COVID. And I just said, hey, what were the symptoms? And both of them described them to me. And the one thing that was consistent with both, they said immediately they couldn't taste anything. Suddenly your taste went away. And now it's tough because I'm somebody who's been prone to nasal infections, and that's one of the first things to go. So you don't know, you know? So they said, well, if you lose taste and you start to get the body aches and nauseous and you start to get a fever, yeah, then you can pretty much say that you've contracted this. So I called my doctor, and my doctor said, nah, it sounds like more you have a sinus infection. Why don't you wait a day, and we'll wait and see. But I was a little bit on the nervous side, so I went and had a COVID test. I got it on Thursday afternoon when I got off the air, and by Friday morning, before I went on the air, I had found out that I was negative. I did not have COVID. How do players in Major League Baseball not know? How come the testing takes so long for some teams? Now, I know the Brewers have been very diligent in being able to get the test results back as quickly as possible. And Mark Attanasio last week expressed that they have had a great working relationship with the hospital that they work with locally. And they have been, great when it comes to that. And I don't know what their turnaround time is. He didn't say specifically, but I got to think it's quicker than 4 days, 5 days. You know what I mean? But it's just, I don't understand it. I would be mad at Major League Baseball. Because it's like, how do you not know? How do you not turn that thing around quicker and allow, you know, the players to intermingle when you possibly have somebody in there positive and you're not going to know for a few days? I don't get it. And that's the one caveat to, you know, I guess that's the caveat to all of this is that, you know, you've got some testing issues that don't give you what you need in a timely fashion. 855-830-8648. So the question then becomes, do you believe that Major League Baseball is going to eventually pull the plug on this? Jeremiah tweets us, @Bill_Michaels, says, yep, no doubt. No doubt. This is from Jim. Jim says, unfortunately, I don't believe Major League Baseball has a proper handle on COVID and the testing situation. It is going to ultimately be their downfall. This is from Little R. Little R says in the Wendy's email inbox, great program. Love listening to you here in Green Bay, and I am glad that you're back on. I don't think baseball is going to complete their season, but I do believe the NFL will. I think the NFL is going to learn from the mistakes of Major League Baseball and turn things around much quicker. Mitch says, now let me ask you this, okay, Mitch, because you're an ass to say, does anybody really care? Baseball doesn't matter. Why even respond with such a jag-ass answer? Why? Are you rooting for it to fail? Because there are some people that want to point the I told you so and I'm smarter than the average bear. Look, I went back and forth with a guy last night on Twitter that says media is rooting for it to fail anyway. Who? Tell me who. Who is rooting for sports to fail? Nobody in this business that I know of. There are some that sound like they are more politically driven than they are sports driven, and I'll give you that. But I don't think anybody that does this for a living, or first of all, if you're doing this for a living, you're a fan. You don't want to see sports fail. You may want to see certain people fail, but you don't want to see the sport as a whole fail. There may be people that don't like Rob Manfred that want to say, aha, I told you he couldn't run Major League Baseball, okay? But I don't think you want to do it at the expense of losing the sport. I don't know anybody in this business that is that way. I don't. Why would you root for this thing to fail? Why would you root for the NFL to fail? And I'm getting a lot of that. You know, and yes, I understand there's a lot of things in our world that are important. There always has been. There's been famine. There's been wars. There has been deployments. There has been so much more in our world than sports that matter. You're absolutely right. But it's always been that way. Today is no different than it was yesterday or a year ago or 10 years ago. There's always something in our world that can take precedent over sports. Sports is merely an offshoot of entertainment. But to be, we have become this 140 to 280 character jag bag of a society that you always got to crap on everybody else's parade. So for those of you that all of a sudden start emailing me because I've blocked you, I don't need you. You, your sarcasm, your negativity, nobody needs it. Can't you just be an adult and grow the F up and stop acting like you're a finger-pointing high school student, one finger in your nose and the other one in the air? It's so sickening. So I block you, and then you get mad. Don't get mad at me. I didn't hit enter with a jag, smart-ass, sarcastic statement. You did. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Loghead says, hey, Bill, I went in and got tested positive. My results back in about 12 to 13 hours. I'm a regular Joe Schmo. No reason why baseball shouldn't take longer than a day. I agree. I don't understand why it takes so long. I don't understand that. This is from the Queen V, who says, I believe the Packers are going to get their season going. Hopefully other teams and other players remain in quarantine or at least do what's smart. You don't want to spread this thing. I think baseball is going to shut it down because too many players just don't understand what it takes to stay home. Here's the other thing to think about, and this was a great point, and this has been brought up by Chow Chow over on Twitter. This is a great point. If you go on, say, a 10-game road trip or a 9-game road trip in 10 days, okay, You are literally asked to sit in your hotel room for 10 days. And while you and I, for millions of dollars, may be able to say, okay, great, it's not the easiest thing to do. You think, well, can we go downstairs and sit by the bar for a little bit, you know, with just my teammates? Well, what happens if one guy goes to the bathroom down there in the public restroom and contracts it and then passes it along to your teammate? I mean, these are the things you got to think about. You know? What happens if one person walks in and as they walk past the hotel bar, they cough, blow that air into the face of the teammates? I mean, that you're basically being asked either convene together or don't go out at all. You know, kind of stay in your own bubble and remain vigilant when it comes to cleaning and wearing masks and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, I mean, that's – but when it comes to football, you go, you're with your team, you're doing group team meetings, you're doing group team dinners and such. You get back on the plane, you come home. Baseball's a different animal. They have to be in those hotels for extended periods of time. So that might be the difference as well when it comes to the NFL versus Major League Baseball. But I think this is also the reason I was looking at Major League Baseball, saying, look, if you guys can do it, certainly the NFL should be able to do it. Even though we're talking about a very physical sport and there's virtually no social distancing, if you don't get sick to begin with. Look, that's like saying, oh, my God, somebody's going to get sick. Well, if everybody's negative and everybody's doing the same thing and living in the same area, kind of bubbleizing themselves within teams, and your team isn't sick and the other team isn't sick, well, then nobody's getting sick, right? Correct? Because if you don't have the illness to begin with, how can you spread the illness that isn't there? That's kind of the thought process. Whereas Major League Baseball, you know, these guys are in hotels and locked up with one another for a long period of time. 855-830-8648. Do you think that the Major League Baseball season is going to culminate? Yes or no? 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Give us a shout. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, different finishes, different colors. You name it, you know it. That's our good friends from Sean and the gang at EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That is EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Go ahead and give them a shout there. They're great people. Let's get back to your phone calls and your thoughts, your tweets, your emails. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Always glad that you are with us. We certainly appreciate it. I want to get into something regarding Major League Baseball in the NBA that I find interesting, depending on the perspective that you'd like to believe. Okay? Now remember that coming up here in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, reminding you that, look, as you cruise around out there, and I do a lot of it, I do a lot of driving. I'm always filling up with E85 with the flex fuel vehicle or unleaded 88 when it's available, which is almost always. Traveling, whether it's to the studio or between stations or doing some of the things around the state, you look around right now, corn, huge, huge. We're in August now, and the corn's all grown up, getting ready for the harvest, if you will, to become fuel for your car. I don't know how to tell the difference between sweet corn, feed corn, and fuel corn, but it's out there. And whether it's in the state of Wisconsin, over in Iowa, over in Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, whatever it happens to be, out the upper Midwest, look, farmers right now, they're hurting. We all know that. If you want to do something good for the economy, you can buy unleaded 88 or E85. It's just a small part, but it does so much. It's like ripples on a pond. You can help the farmers. You can help the manufacturers. You can help the truck drivers, the dispensaries. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers still hurting. And the survey shows that many of us think about buying local right now because of the pandemic, trying to keep a lot of the local businesses afloat. And at E85 and Unleaded 88, they are just that. They are local. It's such an easy decision when you think about it socially. And if your car is less than 18 years of age or older, or newer, I should say, it can almost certainly run on an Unleaded 88. And if it has E85 badging, the green flex fuel badging on the back or on the gas cap, run the E85. All the details at abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org for more information. And don't miss this chance to be an advocate for the farmers, the workers, the refineries, the environment. At abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Now, I got an interesting tweet, and I wanted to read it to you because I asked if this was going to continue when you think if Major League Baseball was not going to be able to culminate their season. And I got a couple people that said, well, you know, between the ratings being down and the positive tests, I would say Major League Baseball is going to pull the plug sooner rather than later. Well, this one came across, said the reason the ratings are down and we don't care is because it's the same thing that made our country great. You've got these athletes, multimillionaires, they're kneeling to the flag during our national anthem, and it goes on and on and on. And then it just says, just like they have the right to protest, we have the right to shut it off. The MLB and the NBA ratings are down. Why do you think? Just keep on kneeling, and we're going to continue to tune out. Now, I want to say this. The ratings for the NBA, I don't know, they're not all-time highs, but they came back strong. If you go with the Sports Media Watch article, Sports Media Watch talked about the Clippers and the Lakers game, averaged a 2.1 rating, 3.5 million viewers on TNT. The Laker, actually, the viewership peaked at 8:45 to 9 o'clock Central Time with 4.1 million, the most watched game on TNT since the matchup of opening night back in October. So the ratings weren't bad. I don't know where people are getting this, that they're declining. Now, they weren't as high as they were for that opening night matchup, correct. But they're not terrible. You're not saying that nobody's watching because of this, okay? I know Breitbart had an article about it that really skewed it in the sense of the protests have turned people off. And there, look, legitimately, there's some people that just don't like it. You know, I've said all along, look, you want to use your platform, that's fine. But when you use the corporate platform of the NBA, there's going to be a repercussion to it. And you're going to feel that. And they're feeling that a little bit. But then you look at Zion coming back and LeBron and Giannis, the TV ratings have been pretty good. And this was just an article written a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. The Inside Hook had one just a couple of days ago. It said television ratings surprisingly skyrocket as the NBA and Major League Baseball return. People are tuning into sports. Meanwhile, The Athletic writes that, yes, the NBA has returned and Major League Baseball has returned, but the ratings are not huge. But if you're a basketball fan, you may have felt a little emotional at the moment looking at the games that were being played. But that being said, you're also not getting enormous ratings like you've had years ago, but the ratings were still solid coming into, even today from the weekend. So I don't, the consensus is, I guess you got to read between the lines, you know? You got to understand what the ratings were, what they are, and where they should be versus where they could be, you know? And the ratings aren't bad. People were, I mean, you look at that Major League Baseball rating, that was a little bit down, but you had 4.1 million viewers for Major League Baseball's comeback. But again, what did they give us? They gave us Red Sox Yankees again. You know, I don't know about you, but look, I hope the Red Sox beat the hell out of the Yankees a lot. And it's great to see those matchups. But every time you get a chance, they're putting the Yankees on, hoping for that half of New York to tune in to give you a 5 million rating. And it's not happening. You know, they've tried to force that down your throat all the time. So, and I think there's a lot of that anti-Yankee negativity that's out there that people are just like, not again, you know, give us something different. You know, had you had the Cardinals and the Cubs or the Brewers and the Cubs and such, you might have had some different ratings, you know, or, you know, go with the Cubs and the Dodgers, you know, something like that at Wrigley. Maybe that's a better rating straw. But whenever there's a big game coming up, you can almost guarantee it's going to be Red Sox and Yankees. It doesn't matter if those two teams are out of it or not. Now, they're on the same level of rivalry as, say, the Packers and the Bears, which get big ratings. So I can see why they do it, but I think there's an oversaturation of those two teams throughout a Major League Baseball season. You just get tired of it after a while. So, but the ratings aren't terrible. For those of you that are making it out to seem like nobody's tuning in because of the protest, that's not true. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Talking about whether or not baseball is going to continue. Is Eric still on hold listening to us in Ladysmith? Eric still there?
He is.
Eric, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, gosh, I'm like you. I love that comment you said about jag bags. I found that hilarious. Gosh, you know, I'm like you. Half glass, the glass is half full. Let's pray that we can get this baseball season through. And being an RN working in Milwaukee and seeing the differences in the COVID cases down south compared up north, you know, I think what's going to ultimately make this season work or not is going to be the decision of the players on whether or not they're going to be smart enough to stay home, not go out, not be stupid, self-isolate, and how smart the teams are going to be. And I pray to God we can get this season in because it sure has been great watching baseball for the last 2 weeks. Now, as being a Milwaukee Brewer fan, this weekend was a major rock bottom, totally bummed me out. But let's just hope we can get back on top and get the season going. And I agree with you on the Yankee Red Sox. God, let's get some different teams on TV other than those two. But I'll go. I'm just waiting for some comments back from you, Bill.
Nope. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for giving us a buzz, and thanks for doing what you do as a frontline worker down there. I completely agree. Just kind of reiterating what I said. I think I'm on the optimistic side. People like to rain on your parade all the time. That's fine. I can take it. The other thing is there's far too many people right now that want to point the finger and say, I'm right and you're wrong. And I think that's part of what divides us as well. I was just getting into this conversation yesterday, whether it's politically or sports or just in commentary at this point. There is no compromise anymore. It's like you either are with me or you're against me. And if you're against me, to hell with you. That's kind of where our mentality as a society has gone. It's a shame. You know, there's no discussion anymore. There's no open-mindedness anymore. I come into this with my opinion, and you're going to listen to me, and if you don't agree with me, to heck with you. And everybody's got a good opinion. There's a lot of good things you can take out of this, you know? I think what you try to do is muddle through, get the best amount of information, you be educated as best you can, and move forward. And if somebody has an educated idea, then you listen, because there might be a point there that you might want to take advantage of or something that you might want to do or incorporate. But man, oh man, oh man, there's just so many people that just want to point out the negative things and just be that way. 855-830-8648. However, I think, and this was wishful thinking going into Friday, that if baseball could just wrap their arms around this, get quicker testing and kind of figure things out and really limit the mass spread within some of these franchises, they could hang on. But you get more and more tests coming out of the Cardinals organization. And again, I go back to Major League Baseball. As much as I want to point the finger at the players, and some of the players want to say, well, what baseball's done, I agree with you. Baseball can be better. But don't you think you got to take a little bit of the onus upon yourself just to stay the hell out of a situation that you may end up with COVID? You can't be this stupid. You can't walk out, go to bars and hang out in nightclubs and everything else and go, psh, I can't believe baseball screwed us again. Well, that just makes you a freaking idiot. You can't do that. Baseball wasn't the one that put you out there in that situation. If you are doing what you're supposed to do and you are remaining safe and you are remaining vigilant, even if you do touch a surface that has COVID, if you're washing your hands, if you're sterilizing your hands, if you're not touching your face, if you're coughing into your arm, you're pretty much keeping it out of your system and you're not going to get it. I think that we can all agree upon. Right? So if you don't put yourself in the bad situations, bad things do not happen. It's kind of like when we talk about stories and we say, at approximately 2:18 this morning, and we all look at each other going, nothing good happens after midnight. We all know that. Here we go. And then you talk about, you know, was some kind of an incident taking place late in the evening and alcohol was involved. And it just never ends well. You know what I mean? Same situation here. 855-830-8648. Hey, it's time for a little bit more of that fun math because the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, their experience has been extended. The two-week sale. That's right. Call it extra credit, maybe for doing the math online or something to that effect. But you buy three windows, you get $250. You buy nine windows, $750. Buy a dozen, you get 1,000. See what I'm saying? All towards a patio door system. In fact, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now through August 15th, during the extended two-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, that sticky, leaky, just metal on metal, it makes your skin crawl when you open and close the patio door, needs to be replaced. So if you're going to get some windows, you're going to get some money off your patio door system. But maybe you're like me, because right now I don't need a new patio door. At least, you know, I can put it off for a little bit longer, but I'm not going to much longer. But you know what I'm talking about. And you need windows. Then choose 48 months, no interest, and no payments for 5 months. How about that? That's extra credit right there. The more you buy, the more you save. Right now, it's going on. It's been extended through Saturday, August 15th. So stop in your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center nearest you, or you can even set up a free consultation, whether it's online or at home, by going to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Good stuff from our people over there at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Stay tuned. When we come back, going to venture back up north towards Green Bay, as you're going to hear from the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. That conversation coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back. Glad you are back. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Look, Harley riders all throughout the state, the upper Midwest. Everybody could be heading out towards Sturgis, where they're expecting hundreds of thousands of people in a mass gathering, I guess. Might be, but you know what? Hey, it's a great way to socially distance yourself, even though you may be near people. You're not within the 6-foot radius of people when you're out riding around. So if you're out riding, or maybe you're going to go to Tomahawk, or maybe you got a ride coming up, our motorcycle ride coming up for Fisher House, Wisconsin, which will be taking place on Sunday, September 6th. More details to come. But stop out to see our friends. The best dealership is voted on by Harley-Davidson Motor Company. It's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. It's just south of 94, right there on Highway 67. They are wheeling and they are dealing and they're getting bikes in as we speak. And I was out there over the weekend. They had a canine ride for officers and military members who work with canines. First of all, it's so great. You know me, I'm an animal lover. Oh, my God, I got two dogs of my own. It was great to see those animals just so engaged and having fun and being put through their paces of work. But they did a big ride for them and to take care of those dogs and train those dogs. And it was great. It was great to see the camaraderie and great to see people out there, but doing the social distance thing. Some wearing masks, some staying away, whatever it happened to be. But it was a good time. So they got a lot going on at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, whether it's motor clothes, leathers, helmets, chaps, jackets, whatever it happens to be for inside or outside of your home, parts if you want to really trick out your motorcycle, maybe some service you want to get in. They do it second to none. So get out of the house and get out and see my buddy Craig, the GM out there. And if you're looking for a deal, they'll tell you the value of your bike if you want to trade it in, or maybe you want to buy a new one or a used one. They'll give you the best deal around. That's our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Again, go to wishd.com. That's wishd.com. And see for yourself what it is I've been talking about. They're just great people out there. Just great people out there. Matt LaFleur was asked, does he have a plan to replace the preseason games with more full contact practices?
Certainly, we've got a schedule laid out as of right now, but you know, we haven't even had all the guys come into our building. So I think everything's pretty fluid right now, but I would say this, that we are gonna have to implement some more live scrimmage situations just to try to replicate those scenarios that guys encounter in the game. And then the other thing that we floated around a little bit is having a couple of those situations inside Lambeau. And that's not something that we've done in the past outside of the family night, but we will certainly have a couple practices in Lambeau.
Without a preseason, I mean, it's kind of a different just schedule. It's just, again, we had Marcus Eversole on from the Fan, WDUZ up there in Green Bay, and he said the same thing. It's I mean, I feel it here. I'm based out of the general Milwaukee area, but anywhere you go in the state, once Packers training camp hits, man, it's all Packers all the time. Now, we have usually had Brewers baseball, good Brewers baseball, to pay attention to as well, but once the Packers take center stage, it's usually their state. It's just weird. It just feels so different this year compared to normal seasons. Matt LaFleur talks about it.
Well, just the whole layout of training camp is unlike, it's unprecedented. We've never gone to this approach before, but again, we're trying to make the best decisions possible for our football team and kind of, we just got to be fluid. And that's the one message that we've consistently said to our coaches, our support staff, our players, is that everything is, we're evaluating everything as we go. And if something doesn't feel right or it doesn't fit for us, we will make the necessary changes to make it more productive. And, but right now we're trying to get that process down.
In the meantime, when you talk about that process, he says, look, the process is to, yes, come into camp and get your work in. It's also imperative that the players follow the process, that is, follow the COVID guidelines.
Well, I think that's the whole key. If we're going to have football play this year, it's going to take a lot of self-discipline and a lot of self-accountability. And it's not just our players. I mean, it starts with our staff. Really, anybody that comes in contact with our players, they have got to be very mindful of what they're doing outside of this building. So certainly we're going to encourage our guys, if they choose to go out in public, to mask up. And, you know, just we're all in this sucker together, that's for sure.
So here's the Jordan Love question. So without OTAs in a preseason, if Aaron Rodgers went down right now, would Jordan Love be able to step in? Here's his answer.
Yeah, I think certainly it's definitely a challenge. You know, yesterday we had our first walkthrough with those guys. So that's something that we're going to take it day by day. And the message is certainly we have to operate with that urgency to get better every single day. But I mean, it definitely is going to be a work in progress.
So with Aaron Rodgers on the podcast the other day that we heard last week saying, well, he doesn't know if he's going to be here after 2 or 3 years. What does Matt LaFleur, head coach of your Green Bay Packers, have to say about that?
Well, I think right now, most importantly, Aaron's our quarterback, and I see him here for a really long time. And however long that is, I don't think anybody knows. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. But I feel so lucky to be able to work with him on a daily basis. And, you know, I don't see that changing for a really long time.
For right now, he's our quarterback. For a very long time, nothing's guaranteed. All true statements, but instead of saying, you know, I hope Aaron's here for a long time, he certainly can play at a high level. He has got the cerebral side of football completely down. His physical ability still at the top of his game, blah, blah, blah. Instead of any of that, it's just like, he's our quarterback for right now. How are we looking? They did not take Jordan Love to ride the pine until it's time for Jordan Love to leave. Jordan Love did not fall to them. They jumped up to get Jordan Love. When they did that, they made it clear. This is our guy. This is the future. We believe we're going to do everything we can to make him successful. And Aaron Rodgers is now on the clock. That's it. Simple as that. Don't read anything else into it. The only way that would change is if you were woefully wrong in the ability. Now, again, we go back to that conversation earlier when you talk about guys that have physical ability and big arms. Ryan Leaf had physical ability and a big arm. And Ryan Leaf was an idiot. Couldn't get it. Couldn't figure it out. Had opportunity after opportunity. Just wasn't capable. Just because you're a high draft choice does not make you a good fit for the NFL. So we'll see. We'll see. If they put all those chips in the middle of the table on the wrong guy and wasted a pick, or actually he ends up panning out for, say, the next 15, 16 years, we'll wait and see. But as of right now, you know where the path goes for this Green Bay Packers team. Also, Matt LaFleur talks about the receivers that need to, quote, step up because Devin Funchess stepped out.
What's so great is these guys have a year under their belt in our scheme, and they've had a really productive off season. Although they haven't been in the building, I feel like The meetings have gone very, very well. Really excited about Jason Vrabel and Ravel Martin guiding that group. It's going to be great to get EQ back in the fold. That certainly hurt us last year. So we do have a lot of confidence in our receiving core, and they're all going to have to, take that next step for us to be as productive as we'd like to be this coming fall.
A lot of guys that have opportunities, but who do you really count on to take that next step? I think the guy that's the unknown commodity is Equanimeous St. Brown, who had last year off because of injury. So you know what you got, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and you know where his lack of ability lies. He's got to expound upon it. If he doesn't, this is it. Equanimeous St. Brown, though, has an opportunity here to really kind of burst out and show people, hey, this is what I got. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, speaking of what I got, we've got some opportunities to get out and meet you and say hello and have some fun. And Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, part of our friends at Quick Trip, reminding you that we still have after today, because today is completely sold out, but we still have three more appearances coming up. We're going to be in Chippewa Falls coming up a week from Thursday on the 13th. We got an event at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. So those tickets are still on sale, and these are all selling really quick because we go to lacrosse sells out. So we're going to be back at Shenanigans in Lacrosse in September. Same thing with the bar, which is in Rothschild up by Wausau. That's coming up in later September as well. Those are our last three appearances this year for the cigar dinners. So, and again, you don't have to smoke cigars to show up. There are dinners, there's cocktails, there's giveaways. We have a great time, tell a lot of fun stories, and take a lot of Q&A, behind-the-scenes stuff. So please come out and join us. And and if you've known somebody that's done it, just call them and ask them. Say, did you have a good time? And I would almost put my life on it that they did. We had so much fun, and we have always had so much fun doing these things. So go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And get your tickets right now because they will not last very long. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And let me ask you this. Have you enjoyed, speaking of the viewership for the NBA games, have you enjoyed the NBA games the way they are? Stay tuned. We'll talk about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers veterans reporting to camp today. The NFL dealing with the pandemic. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson tested positive for COVID-19. The Lions' Matthew Stafford also on the list. And so is Green Bay's tight end Jay Sternberger. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, we're dependent on Jace to be a big part of what we're going to do this season. So we're excited to get him back in the fold and see what he can do and see where he's at.
And Aaron Rodgers getting a lot of questions about his future in Green Bay after the Packers traded up to draft quarterback Jordan Love. I asked Matt LaFleur.
How do you handle that with the players? What do you want to say to fans about that situation?
Right now, most importantly, Aaron's our quarterback, and I see him here for a really long time. And however long that is, I don't think anybody knows. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. You know, I don't see that changing for a really long time.
Best Packers coverage.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. So have you enjoyed the NBA? Now, we were talking about the ratings a little bit earlier, and the ratings aren't as bad as some people want to make it out to be. When people point at it and go, well, they're failing because of the kneeling and such. I think that the NBA has come back and posted some pretty good ratings. Some good games have made the difference. Some good personalities have made the difference. Are they where they want them to be? Probably not, but are they low? No, they're not. I'm going through report after report after report, and they're not as high as they were when NASCAR came back, when NASCAR drew the 6.1 million, but NASCAR's ratings have fallen off dramatically since then. So I think that was really the first time we had anything come back in the COVID pandemic portion of our sports viewing. So that's the reason NASCAR was so huge, and even golf was big. I don't know where you're getting this. The ratings are poor. So have you enjoyed the viewing experience when it comes to the NBA? This is from Mark. Mark says, OMG, thank God we have regular sports to watch. Baseball has been a disaster. Haven't enjoyed my Brewers much at all. Now Lorenzo Cain opts out. Very disappointing. Thank God we have Bucks basketball, even though they didn't play too well last night. I still think they're on pace to win a championship. This is from Jonah. Jonah writes in the Wendy's email inbox and says, I don't mind watching the NBA. I do not like the kneeling and the protesting. I do give some of the players that have stood for the national anthem some credit. I think there are other platforms to do this. It has turned me off somewhat, but I've still enjoyed watching just the competition. And this one is from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, love me some NBA, can't get enough of Giannis. Hopefully he can mean mug a whole lot more down the stretch all the way to a championship. I want to see him mean mug over LeBron. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I don't think you're going to see him mean mug over LeBron. But you may see him mean mug in a game against the Lakers where he's going to go to the bench and do the mean mug and then walk the court like he does and maybe go to the free throw line or what have you. But I don't think he doesn't do that usually at players unless players have in some way, shape, or form. Giannis is not the disrespectful guy. He's just not. He enjoys playing physical. He enjoys playing aggressive. He enjoys playing hard, and I think he respects that. It's when you mouth off about him and try to demean him in some way, shape, or form, that's when he takes exception to it. But otherwise, I don't think Giannis mean mugs over anybody. I think he loves to do it for his teammates. They enjoy him doing it, and I think there's a distinct sense there, so to speak, when it comes to kind of the rise in energy for his team. So 855-830-8648. When we come back, let's do this because we're going to change gears, and I am so thrilled for this next hour. We're going to talk about the Brewers and the White Sox coming up. We got the pitching matchups coming up. And then for the remainder of the hour, our good buddy Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider, is back. And it's time to bring Mike back into the fold, even though it's a weird COVID year. Mike and I are going to do what we do best, and we're going to talk some Packers football as we are now in the midst of training camp. We'll talk with Mike Clemens coming up here in just a little while as well. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.